Some E. coli are benign, naturally occurring in sand and algae. University of Minnesota researcher Michael Sadowski says closing beaches just because of the presence of E. coli is not always right.
In fact, most E. coli, I would imagine, are not considered bad. They don't produce toxins. They are not harmful to animals or humans.
E. coli from fecal material, goose or seagull droppings, or overflowing sewers can make people sick. But Sadowski says the way beaches are tested now needs to change to make that distinction.
All similarly pointing to the fact that the fecal coliform standard might not be the best one to apply to beaches and waterways. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is currently conducting epidemiological studies to evaluate whether other organisms might be better suitable indicators of the potential pathogens that might be present.
The research papers were based on data collected between 2003 and 2005. Beach testing on Lake Superior and Lake Michigan is now in its fifth year. Beach warnings are posted when E. coli readings are above certain levels. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.